Republicans expect President Trump to announce he is nominating Judge Amy Coney Barrett to fill the vacancy on the Supreme Court left by the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. That's according to a source knowledgeable with the process. The White House is not commenting, but President Trump is planning an event at the White House tomorrow to officially unveil his pick. He spoke to reporters a short time after returning to Washington from a campaign trip.
Well, I'll be announcing it tomorrow, the decision, and I made it in my own mind, yes, I have. And I'll be announcing the decision tomorrow. It's very exciting.
NPR's legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg joins us now to talk about the presumptive pick. Welcome.
Hi.
Judge Barrett was the front runner in this process. Why is she the one conservatives have rallied around?
Well, social conservatives have been very much supporting her, even when the president picked first Neil Gorsuch and then Brett Kavanaugh for the previous vacancies. And that's because she has a pro-life record, somewhat, as a judge. And she clerked for Justice Antonin Scalia, a vociferous opponent of Roe versus Wade. She's conservative on a variety of issues. She's a very appealing candidate for the Supreme Court. She's 48 years old. If confirmed, she would serve for decades to come, along with the other two Trump appointees in all probability. She'd be, the youngest person on the court. And she was, before she was appointed to the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals 3 years ago by President Trump, she was for 15 years a professor at Notre Dame Law School, where she still teaches one course. And she's was a very beloved professor, three times named Professor of the Year. She checks off a lot of boxes that the president has promised social conservatives. He has campaigned and said he wanted a pro-life, in his words, Supreme Court justice. He has said he wanted to have Roe versus Wade overturned. There's no reason to think that he would name somebody who would at least nominally agree with those views, although they might not be willing to overturn Roe versus Wade.
What's been the reaction so far? I mean, I know it's not official, but because she's expected to get the nod, what are you hearing?
Well, I think you can expect a ferocious fight, but you were going to have a ferocious fight anyway. It's just going to be a shorter fight, and the Democrats will probably try to focus more on her views on the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare. She's been very critical of Chief Justice Roberts' decision when he cast the critical fifth vote to uphold important parts of Obamacare. And, of course, this is one of those bread-and-butter issues that the Democrats know will play well for them, because more than 20 million people have insurance coverage under Obamacare, who didn't have it before, and it protects people who have pre-existing conditions, all those kinds of things. And so I would imagine they're going to switch the focus more to that and a little less to abortion, gay rights, and the other social issues.
That's NPR's Nina Totenberg on the news of the pending pick, the nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. That's expected tomorrow. Nina, thanks so much.
Thank you.